The Spartan Mind Strength Podcast, the podcast for mental grit and resilience. Hosted by V. Binga and Tim Ganley.
Hello, this is Tim.
And this is V. And we welcome you to another episode of the Spartan Mind Strength Podcast.
And what is this episode?
This is continuing with the crystal clear tarot.
Yes, and we're in the next 10 days, which is?
Which is from May 1st to May 10th, and it is considered the second decan of Taurus.
Sweet. Can we talk about it?
Absolutely. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introduction is over and we are ready to chat. So today is the second decan of
Taurus. Means that Sun is in the sign of Taurus between 10 and 20 degrees.
Okay, and the card is the Six of Discs. Success.
Success.
Lots of
yeah.
S's in there.
I know.
Six of Discs.
Say that again.
Which Six card? Of Discs.
Success.
Success. Oh, you're saying, oh, how are you doing? Success.
Success is sexy, right?
Yeah, baby. So the card.
Yes.
Is freaking awesome card, actually. Mm-hmm. It is a very awesome card.
I love that card.
It looks like an explosion.
Yes.
Much. There is, everything is going on in this picture. There's spikes, there's colors, there's circles in circles. There's circles around circles in circles. There's half circles, quarter circles. There's little blue circles. There are gold circles. There mm-hmm. are orangish circles. There's red in these circles. There's just circle of circle. Why are circles so successful?
Okay, it's a little hard to concentrate with all this excitement.
Success makes excitement, isn't it?
Isn't it interesting? Like, what a difference from last week's Lord of Worry, right? The card. So this card is associated with the moon in Taurus. So what the Toth Tarot deck, according to Aleister Crowley, says is that these 10 days... when the Sun is between 10th and 20th degree of Taurus, the energy is allowing, yes, is allowing for great success. That's what this card is saying. And but in order for that energy to be successful, you need to remember, you need to connect with the energy of moon in Taurus.
And the moon's all about the mind.
The moon is all about the mind.
And right now, even though it might not be next year, but this year, it is new moon right now.
It is actually, yes. Talk about the synchronicity of this podcast series, right?
Yes, I think it's all been planned.
It is, we are in a new moon time.
Which is successful.
Which is great, yes. It is a great time for things to actually develop.
It's a great time for creativity.
It is a great time for creativity, for new projects, for initiating.
So for the new moon overall, we should be trying to think and create new things.
Yes.
For during the...
Wax during the waning phase from full moon to new moon.
It's when you actually
go in a more introspective mode from full moon to new moon.
Okay, so since we're in new moon,
yes,
and we're talking about success, I'll bring us back to success.
Yes.
So this card again, it's a very vibrant, mm-hmm. very bold, mm-hmm. I guess,
yes.
and very round with some sharp pointy things. So What else can you tell me about the card?
So it has, you mentioned six discs, right?
Well, I mentioned circles.
Yeah, six circles. Okay.
I didn't say six, but I'm sure there is six.
Yeah,
since it is a six of discs.
So six discs. And if you look towards, if you look at the top disc, it has the symbol of Saturn in there.
Okay. Really little, though.
Yes. Very subtle, right?
A subtle Saturn.
So you have Saturn.
Saturn, subtle Saturn, successful.
After Saturn, if you go counterclockwise, if you go clockwise, after Saturn, you have Jupiter. After Jupiter, you have Venus. After Venus, you have the moon.
Got it.
Again, the moon is also at the top of the card. And then after the moon, you have Mercury. Then you have Mars. And then it's Saturn again. So those are the six discs. And that is very, very interesting. Even though the card is associated with the energy of moon in Taurus, the card says that that's not enough. Success takes a lot of different factors and parameters. It's not that simple.
Nothing ever is.
Right? It's not just, do something new between new moon and full moon and be more reclusive from full moon to new moon, right?
Yeah, it takes you 50 years to become an overnight success.
Exactly, right? That's the idea. So Saturn, just being at the top of the circle there, Saturn is discipline. Saturn is a structure. Saturn is boundaries. Saturn is time. I think that's one of the wisest things you've ever pointed out. Takes you 50 years to be an overnight success, right? That's exactly Saturn. Saturn is time. It takes time, patience, discipline.
And Saturn is all about discipline.
Saturn is all about discipline. Discipline of your emotional mind. Right? The moon is that intuition, that emotional mind, that, you know, it's not a critical analytical mind. That's Mercury.
No, Saturn actually is what helps you become who you are.
Exactly.
Because if you have the discipline, you can do anything.
That's it. That's it. You can control your emotions. You can control your, your everything, your whole life.
If you want to work out, it helps you work out because it's what gets you up in the morning.
Exactly. Saturn is the opposite of I feel like this or I don't feel like this. Saturn does not understand feelings. Saturn says, for Saturn, feelings are overrated. Saturn is realistic.
Okay. What's next to Saturn?
Next to Saturn is Jupiter.
Okay.
So Jupiter is creativity. Jupiter is often associated with growth and expansion and everything large. But before all of that is the creativity. Because you can't have a major growth and expansion if you cannot be creative. Creativity doesn't mean you have to be an artist. Creativity means being able to produce something new.
Something worth something.
Something worth something to somebody. Yes. And Jupiter is how do you bring this to the world? What do you bring to the world? That's Jupiter. So Saturn says you have the discipline to get up in the morning, and that takes you to being able to produce something that's worth something to some people, right? Then after Jupiter, you have Venus.
You gotta love it.
You gotta love it. And if you don't love it, learn to love it. And fake it until you actually love it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the passion. That's the passion for the crap that you may not feel like doing, right?
Sometimes you just got to find it.
Exactly.
No matter what it is.
Exactly. That's, and make it appealing to you, right? Make it, you know.
How can you find fun in it?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Trying to do that with painting right now.
It's called staining.
Yeah, so
you're staining the
staining.
Deck. You're not painting.
Yes,
with
it. I'm doing a lot
of staining.
I do
not understand why you don't love it.
No.
I love staining the deck.
That's why I'm doing it. Right?
Because I take too much time.
Uh-huh,
right?
You enjoy it too
I
much.
I enjoy it too much. Right?
Yes.
So after Venus, we have the moon. Again, the moon is also at the top of the card. The moon is at the bottom of the card because this whole 10 days, the energy is about our intuition. Our intuition in Taurus. Our emotional mind in Taurus. Are we able to control our emotional mind so that we can have
the love?
And also the intuition. And someone is going to say, V, way too much control. You're talking about controlling the intuition.
V, talking about controlling the intuition. What do you mean?
Well, a lot of times what people think might be intuition might be an illusion. And that's a very, very, very critical point. Our intuition is not always real intuition. It's not always the...
Right, it's probably not.
Exactly. There are a lot of illusions there. That's why this card is so important. Moon in Taurus, a fixed earth sign, says, yes, you want intuition, but intuition that's pragmatic.
Okay.
That's real. So that's why the moon is there. And then once we have the right intuition, after we've had discipline and creativity and passion, and then comes Mercury, the analytical mind, who says, okay, now we need to actually figure things out and be able to listen.
Mm-hmm. Because Mercury is about speaking.
It's about speaking and about communicating. Yeah, communicating. And the big part of communicating is not only the speaking, is the listening.
What?
So that's where Mercury comes in. And then you actually take action with Mars.
And all of this can happen in seconds, or it can happen in years.
Exactly.
And usually it's years.
And usually it's 50 years
For
overnight success.
Yes.
So this says that, yes, and we gave everything in order, right? I made it sound like there's got to be a certain order.
Very simple business plan.
But all of that can be simultaneously. And
okay.
Sometimes you need one of these more than the others. So, but the bottom line is that success takes several parameters.
Okay. Now, with this card, it has two associate cards or two
supportive cards.
And one of them is the Queen of Discs.
Yes.
And the Queen of Discs looks like a very evil bitch. She's got these big ass horns. She's carrying a ball. With little circles on it. It looks like there's almost trees in the distance. She's looking onto a desert, even though she's in a nice green area. And she's got a ram looking at me like it wants to kick my ass.
Uh-huh.
So she does not look like a nice person. And she's got a staff with a big old diamond on it.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about her. Why does she not like me?
Actually, the Queen of Discs it represents the watery, the emotional part of the earth element.
Ah, so she's got a...
She's
very moody about me then.
She's actually the nurturing figure for success.
I'd hate to see the non-nurturing figure.
She's all about emotional intelligence. She's all about being very practical with the material world, taking care of the resources. Like Earth has all the resources we need, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll always have.
And we'll always, yes, exactly. And the Queen of Discs says we need to be taking care of the resources that Mother Earth is giving us. We need to nurture them. We need to show them love and care. And I guess if we don't do it, she's gonna
look at me like this.
Exactly.
Because that ram looks like it wants yes. to kick my ass.
You can call it a ram, a goat, or whatever.
It's a very horny thing.
What's amazing about them, though, right? They navigate rough terrains.
Yes.
Remember those goats? I'll never forget those goats in Greece.
Yeah, you're climbing a route, and you mm-hmm. looked up, and there was a goat standing above you on a little... 2-inch rock?
He was looking at me like, boy, you need help.
You suck at it.
Yes. Exactly.
And it sort of looked like this when it was looking at you.
Exactly. So they are very used to navigating rough terrain. They climb up, they climb down, they do all sorts of things. They couldn't care less. They always find...
A way. Yep.
Right? And if they need to, what is it, butt horns or
butt
heads? Butt heads, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So nurturing, being nurturing and caring doesn't always come with a lovey-dovey, fluffy...
A nice pat on the head. It comes with a nice bump to the head.
So that's what the Queen of Discs says. Be a good steward of Mother Earth.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave her real quick before she yells at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to jump into the second supportive card, which is the Moon.
Yes.
It's a XVIII, which is 15, 16,
17, 18. 18, that's right.
Yes, I can read Roman numerals.
Yes.
So it's the 18 of Trump.
Yes.
And it has two of the Egyptian dog head gods. What's their name?
Anubis.
Anubis. They're both carrying a staff
mm-hmm.
and a key. And they have puppies at their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they're guarding like a little castle or a tall column where... what was her name? The one that threw down her hair and you could climb up it. Yeah, it looked like one of those places. And then in the middle, it's got a lot of the noise sounds. You know, remember
mm-hmm.
when your TV? Well, most people listen to us would be like, "What the hell?" When your TV went out and
static.
Or no, just before it would turn off at 10 o'clock at night,
uh-huh.
it had those. Lines in it.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so
yes.
It's got that stuff going on. Like the Twilight Zone, I think, had it. We are taking over your channel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a lot of good color to it, a lot of yellow, a lot of blue, a little bit of dark, a little bit of red. It's got a roach or a...
Beetle,
yeah, same thing. In the middle, holding a globe. Looks
yes,
like the sun.
The sun.
So there's a lot of things going on in it. A lot, very Egyptian-based card.
Yes, and towards the top is almost like a moon, right?
Yep, and to me it sort of looks like a bird head. But yeah, it could be a moon.
Yeah. And then
could be a bird shooting a moon, or a moon shooting a bird.
And a lot of waves, right?
Yes.
Of a bluish and yellow.
Sound waves,
and yeah.
almost.
Yes, exactly. And it's almost as if the... card is divided in two parts,
yep.
right?
Yep.
There is two-thirds out of the with the Anubis figures, and the bottom third is where the sun is.
Yes.
Right?
It with almost the looks beetle. Like they're standing on Earth and the beetle is under Earth.
Yes.
You know, it's in the Netherlands or what is it? The Deadlands or something like that. Where the beetle is.
Yes, yeah. The wetlands or
no.
I don't know. Neverlands.
What did that guy? You have Poseidon, and you have Zeus,
and Hades.
Hades. What did Hades was in charge of?
Underworld.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Underworld. Okay. Yeah.
That's what took you so long to.
I didn't drink enough coffee. Maybe I should go get coffee. Should we take a break and go get coffee? Well, we'll finish the card first.
Let's finish the card first. So it's a, and it's almost like it's backwards, right? That you have the sun and the beetle mm-hmm. holding yep. the sun in the underworld, and then you have the Anubis figures
up in the with it looks almost like the moon.
Yes,
could be in the center. Yep. So it's yeah. It is weird.
It is a very weird. I think that's the most weird card.
I think LSD was involved in the creating of this one.
I believe so.
Some shrooms or something.
Well, actually, when I look at this card, the only thing I actually see is, remember that you're going to die.
Okay.
Because Anubis, those two figures with the dogs and stuff, They remind me of the underworld. They remind me. Actually, I associate them with Hades, which I associate this card with death. Mm-hmm. Remember to enjoy, to enjoy
or a what you. Will eat you.
Yeah, actually, because you are only here temporary. It reminds me of the memento mori from mm-hmm. Stoicism. Those coins that. Remember that you are gonna die, so you better enjoy everything here. Remember that everything comes and goes. That's one of the beauties of the moon, right? Every time people look at the moon, especially the full moon, because the new moon actually we don't see, right?
Yep, I didn't see it this morning.
And people say, wow, look, it's so beautiful. There are all these songs about full moon. There is all of those, you know, romances and everything develop under full moon. But, you know, it comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
The moon just comes and goes. But every time people look...
It's very fickle.
It is very fickle. But every time people look at the full moon, they are like in awe. And if they aren't, they should be. And then we forget that this is just so temporary. We should actually be in awe every freaking moment, mm-hmm. right? Everything is a miracle. And actually, that's what this card reminds me of. It's like, remember, there are so many things going on that we are not aware of. And
we forget about,
and we shouldn't. Because when that time comes...
Ain't nothing you can do.
Yeah. We are so fickle with everything, just like the moon. And then we lose so much time. Now, Ayurvedically, the moon is associated with our emotional mind, right? Mm-hmm. And what is the thing that is the most volatile and the most like up and down with us humans, our emotions, right? They are always up and down.
Yeah.
Just like the moon. Always up and down. And that's how we miss so much time. We lose so much time. And then Saturn says, what's the most important thing?
Time.
Time. So,
success
mm-hmm.
comes with taking care of your grounding,
your emotions,
and don't let the moon screw with you.
Exactly. And you better be good to Mother Earth.
Or she'll headbutt
you. Or she'll headbutt you, right?
Yep. So we got rocks we got to talk about. Uh-huh. We got yoga poses, and we got mantras. So let's go have some coffee, and we'll come back and chat about them.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you like what you hear? The Spartan Mind Strength podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and all other popular podcast destinations. Please subscribe today and consider leaving us a rating and review. It helps us spread the word and help others find our content. Don't forget to leave a comment and any questions you may have. Tim and V would love to hear from you.
So I am drinking a nice French press now. Lovely, lovely. Yay. And I am dressed as a giant coffee bean. Yes. And I shall chant, Om, coffee bean, Om. How's that? Is that good for today?
That's wonderful.
Because coffee makes me successful.
Well, coffee is an nootropic.
Yes. That and nicotine. Yep.
Yes.
Two of the most studied nootrops in the world.
Uh-huh.
And both have great, great benefits and very little side effects.
Yes.
But don't drink, don't smoke, because I said that. Bad, bad. Don't do it. Save the coffee and the cigars for me. I'll take care of all of it for you. So, tell me about crystals. What are our crystals that we're going to use today? For the next 10 days.
For the next extremely successful 10 days.
I am very successful for these 10 days. I bet you I know one.
Go ahead.
Malachite azurite.
Yes.
And you know why I know it's one?
Why?
Because malachite is a wealth stone.
Yep.
And malachite and azurite are mixed together sometimes. You can find them together in one stone. You can find them together polished or in natural. And we have some really big chunks of malachite that has azurite on it,
yes,
which makes it really, really cool.
I love malachite and azurite.
But don't lick it because it is poisonous. It's got some type of chemical in it. I don't remember what it is. Iodine or not iodine, but something bad. It should be polished if you're going to carry it. Don't carry rough forms of malachite or azurite.
And don't wear it, exactly.
Don't wear it unless it's been polished and protected.
Yeah. And they are both copper-based.
Yes, and I like copper. Mm-hmm. Copper. Hey, copper.
And I love them, and actually I love them separately.
Mm-hmm.
And because malachite has that really beautiful green, healing, nurturing color that would fit the Queen of Discs, your favorite.
Uh-huh. My lovely lady.
And then azurite has that really blue, really fascinating blue color, which reminds me a lot of Mercury and the listening part.
Oh, just... throw completely off. Remember we had some of that malachite that had some azurite on it and some pink calcite?
Yes.
That was some cool stones.
That was a beautiful, beautiful stone.
Yep. So, but I digress. So that's one of the stones I knew was going to be
actually
there.
Two. That makes
two
for
stones,
two.
Yep. Malachite,
malachite
azurite.
And azurite.
What else? Tell me.
Selenite.
Ooh, selenite. Not my favorite stone. I'm going to have to say it's not one of my favorite stones. But it's named after the moon.
After the moon, Selene.
Yep, who is one of my favorite astral figures.
Yes. Yeah, I love selenite. And selenite comes in different colors, right?
Yes. Yep, you can get a lot of different colors. And there's even, it's an alabaster, a selenite, I believe it is.
Now you are posing the difficult questions.
Yes, but I'm going to say it is, because it sure the hell looks the same.
Yeah.
Except it's a different color.
Yes.
So.
And doesn't alabaster come in different colors? Or is it only in...
Because
I remember an orange, right?
Yeah, it's like an orange.
Yeah, of alabaster.
Yep. And then the selenite is usually clear or whitish clear.
Yeah.
But it does come in a couple other colors.
It does.
Yep. And then what else?
And then moonstone.
Yep, moonstone in my pocket as we speak. Don't let anybody hawk it.
And moonstone has that like creamy or whitish color, mm-hmm. but it's not all white. It has that clear yep. color in there. It almost, it's like, it's the perfect reminder to, you know, for you to like always just look beneath the surface.
Mm-hmm. I used to carry it a lot.
Don't always.
Yep, that was one of the stones I carried a lot mm-hmm. for, because the moonstone helped me remind me to calm my brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't get too out of, don't take things too personal. Don't yes. take things too emotional. Don't take things that for granted.
Exactly.
Don't let your mind take control of the situation.
Exactly.
Don't let your emotions take control of the situation.
Yes. Yep. Use discernment.
Yeah.
That's the moon is like, use discernment. Not everything is not the way it seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
Always use that, you know, critical thinking, analytical thinking.
Yeah. And now all of those stones you can get in rough form.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them in polished form.
Mm-hmm.
And selenite, you can get that they make lamps out of.
Yeah,
they make a lot
I
of
know.
Different things out of it. So you can even get that in all different forms.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other stones?
Well, we can talk about a lot of stones,
well,
but...
you had said earlier, peridot, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, peridot, yes.
Yeah, peridot. And that's, yeah. that's, you could get mainly, and you can get that in gem quality.
Yes.
For necklaces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have chunks of it, of a lot of little pieces on one big
yeah.
chunk.
It's a little harder to get,
yep.
the peridot.
And it's
yeah.
supposed to assist in not becoming over... possessive or
mm-hmm.
over taking things too personal was always what I remember it being a stone for. So if you were always getting upset that somebody did something or too jealous,
mm-hmm.
That was a stone that you would want to carry always with you to remind you not to be too overbearing, too jealous, too anything.
Envious of
yeah.
others,
yeah.
exactly. Because that's the worst thing against success, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
it's a good stone to, that would be a good stone to carry. I think I'm going to carry that one this week. Peridot. I like that stone.
It is a beautiful
yep.
stone.
And I know
it
we got some gem quality upstairs.
It is a beautiful
yep.
stone. Yeah. I remember, I know we have the one very big rough quality,
mm-hmm.
and I am very... I am very protective of that stone.
Yeah, it loses
yes,
a lot of its little
I know.
Pieces. It's,
I know.
What is that called? It's when it has all those...
Flakes?
No.
It's not
no.
flakes. It's druzy.
Druzy.
Yes.
Yes. It's a druzy.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Yes.
And the pieces fall off too easily.
Yeah. Yep.
So we can, you'll have a little, you can see if I'm carrying that around, you can see wherever I went because there's little pieces
I know.
Of it everywhere.
I know.
So.
And I want to protect it forever because I practice memento mori,
yep.
right?
Yep. Well, it is a big enough piece. It'll take a long time for it to disappear. So
I want that rock with me when I'm gone.
You're going to burn. Good thing is we have two of them.
You're going to burn me with that
uh-huh.
rock. Right?
So, what is the yoga pose?
The yoga pose is the horse stance, also known as goddess.
Yep, both poses suck.
Yes.
Even though it's the same, basically.
Yeah.
The horse stance is more of a Tai Chi name for it.
Yes.
Goddess is, I know for when I did the Samporno, I took the
yes.
Samporno course, that you had to hold that for a minute.
Yes.
And so it had a lot of Saturn in it.
Yep. In a lot of our classes,
mm-hmm.
actually, we did the goddess pose.
Yep.
It's extremely
painful.
Beneficial in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it is painful physically, emotionally, and mentally.
Yes.
It teaches you about patience.
And it gives great strength, though. It
gives great strength. Great strength.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and we still actually do it almost every
yes.
day.
Yes.
Not every day, but almost every day.
And I love it.
Right.
I love it and
you
I
love
hate
bitching
it.
Bitching about it is what you love. Because I don't love hearing about it.
I love it and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so extremely important.
So, and the...
The mantra?
Yes.
The mantra is about the moon. And this time is not going to be a bija mantra. It has more than one syllable. And it is Om, A-U-M, okay. Mm-hmm. Om, Chandraye, C-H-A-N-D-R-A,
Chandra,
Way-E or A, Chandraye, Chandraye Namaha.
Om Chandraye Namaha.
Namaha.
Om Chandraye Namaha.
Namaha. Om Chandraye Namaha.
It is Om Chandraye Namaha.
It is a salutation to the moon. It is the Chandraye. Chandra is the Sanskrit name for the moon.
Okay.
The YA or YE, it's pronounced ye, is more formal. Chandraye.
Okay. So it's like Mrs. Moon.
Exactly, Mrs. Moon. Om Chandraye Namaha. Namaha is salutation.
Yep.
Is Om Chandraye Namaha. Oh Moon, I salute you, pretty much.
Oh Miss Moon.
Oh Miss Moon. Yeah. Oh,
I salute you.
Or Mrs. Moon.
Uh-huh.
Oh Mrs. Moon, I salute you.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what it is. Om Chandraye Namaha.
Okay.
And we are going to write it in the description. So
you're going to write it in
It's going to be there.
If I write it in there, it's going to be misspelled.
So from May 1st to May 10th is a very, very good mantra.
Okay.
And if you want to be masochists, you can actually say that while holding the goddess pose.
Yes.
Or horse stance.
And
you know?
By the time I say it properly, I might be done with the horse stance.
And then the other thing for these 10 days is actually to, that comes from King Solomon,
mm-hmm.
Who was saying that if you want to become more in tune with the celestial bodies, start by just paying attention to the new moon and full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Like you roughly have 28 days, right? That's the moon's cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So from the new moon to the full moon, which is the waxing time, the moon is becoming full, you do all your outworldly projects.
Okay.
And then from the full moon to the new moon, when the moon is starting to wane and become quieter, you take time to reflect upon whatever you need to reflect upon. More of a turning inward time.
Very nice. Anything else?
That's it. I'm done speaking.
Before you give your crappy
tacky, dorky, whatever. Yes.
Do tell. What is it?
It's going to be just like the moon. See, the moon receives light and reflects light.
Uh-huh.
So until then, until next time, may you give and receive with an open heart.
Oh, that's so cute.
Much, much love from both of us. Namaste kala. May we all be well, adapt, and thrive.
Night-night.
If you found today's show helpful, please give us a rating, a review, or both, and subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. As always, Namaste Kala, which in Greek means, may we all be well. This program, copyright True Fitness Incorporated, all rights reserved.